From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Later on tonight, we're going to take a walk on the paranormal side. Here's what's happening. Well, the Valneva COVID vaccine that the United Kingdom canceled a 100 million dose order for last month works well, they say, at priming the immune system to fight coronavirus. According to phase three trial studies, blood results from the volunteers who received the jab had high levels of neutralizing antibodies against the pandemic virus. They say it outperformed the AstraZeneca vaccine on this measure in a head-to-head test. Thousands of unvaccinated workers across the United States are facing potential job losses as a growing number of states, cities, and private companies start to enforce mandates for inoculation against COVID-19. In the latest high-profile example, Washington State University fired its head football coach and four of his assistants for failing to comply with the state's vaccine requirement. Now, get this, though. Southwest Airlines is dropping plans to put unvaccinated workers that are still waiting to be approved for a medical or religious exemption on unpaid leave starting in December. Instead, the employees whose accommodations weren't reviewed or approved by December 8th will have to keep working. That's interesting news out there, isn't it? U.S. home building unexpectedly fell in September, and permits dropped to a one-year low amid acute shortages of raw materials and labor, supporting expectations that economic growth slowed sharply in the third quarter. It's happening all over the country. In Denver, public school children are facing shortages of milk. In Chicago, a local market is running short of canned goods and boxed items, but there's plenty of food, they say. There just isn't enough processing and transportation capacity to meet rising demand as the economy is trying to rev up. Let's check in with investment advisor Charles Kappas. Charles, this is a huge problem nationwide.
Yeah, and like you say, we can see this everywhere. You know, there's several reasons. 70% of our economy is consumer spending, and as we know, last year or so, we've seen the government stimulus checks go out. This is boosting spending for orders and goods, and that's really backed up the container ships. We see that in California over there on your ports. And in addition, we've had the COVID lockdown, like you mentioned, the government, these private sector mandates for the so-called vaccine. I mean, just in August, we've had 4.3 million people who've quit their jobs. And, you know, this is just going to get worse, this trend. You know, this is disrupting the supply chains for shipping, for trucking, railroads. You remember back in March, we saw the that big container ship in the Suez Canal, and it backed everything up
for miles. That's right.
You know? But the mandates and interventions, they're just making matters worse. There in California, you've got strict emissions for the older trucks. And, in fact, nationwide, you have to be 21 or older to cross state lines. So we're really lacking maybe 200,000 truck drivers right now. And this is going to get worse, too. So, you know, it's just we're seeing price inflation with energy costs and things we talked about before. Used cars, grocery stores are predicting probably a 10% increase in the next 60 days.
So, is this happening, Charles, all around the planet?
Well, pretty much. I mean, you have issues in China. They have electrical outages. They have, you know, short work days over there and everything. But it's just been, you know, increasingly worse in the U.S. because we're managing this thing with the vaccine mandates. And then you have inflation coming to bear on this. This is real price inflation. The Fed keeps printing money. That's a hidden inflation tax. You know, that's not going away. I mean, today somebody at the Treasury Department, they blamed the unvaccinated for the inflation and shipping problems. And this is just shifting the blame to others to promote their mandates. I mean, even if you have natural immunity with a 99% survival rate, it's really crazy times we're living in, I think. It's not looking really good for the holidays. I think people should just prepare accordingly for the winter months that are coming.
Chuck, how do people get your newsletter?
Yeah, go to IDP Consulting Group. com, scroll at the bottom, sign up. I'll have a newsletter out in about 7 or 8 days here.
Okay, my friend. Thank you so much. Charles Kappas. Well, it's that time again. Dr. Joel Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He comes on every 6 weeks along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Let's set another record. Hit the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Download the app, of course, if you want, in your app store, Critical Health News. There's a toll-free number to call you for information when Doc Wallach gives information to our callers when we start taking calls tonight. And if you miss the information, call the number because they are writing it down. That's 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And also to let you know, if you want to talk to Doc and you don't get a chance on the program tonight, every Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, you can ask Doc live. He's on a Zoom call with all of you. You can sign up at AskDocDocLive.com. And that's Fridays at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. But in a moment, Doc Wallach joins us from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. The phone calls are rolling in. We'll be taking them soon. And emails coming in like crazy. And Tom's getting texts and tweets from you, so we'll get to all of it. Dr. Joel Wallach back with us. He has been one of the world's greatest researchers and has helped so many people on this program. And we just can't say enough about him and his ability to come up with remedies for people who need a lot of help. And, of course, you can talk to Doc live on Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Go to the website to sign up, AskDocLive.com. Here he is back on Coast to Coast, Doc Wallach. Joel, welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you so much, George. You are the greatest as usual. We can't thank you enough for making all this information available to the world. You're one in a billion, or one in 7 billion, I guess.
Well, I'm just the gears to get it going. You're the one who makes it happen, Doc, you and Ben Fuchs.
Well, we make a good team, so we love you.
You
okay,
really do.
Okay, well, I've got two good subject news, one about the breakthrough infections through the vaccinations, and the other has to do with global warming. Which one do you want to hear first?
Give me the infections.
Okay. Well,
don't give me an infection, but just give it to me.
I understand. Well, there's three things you have to do to defend yourself against viruses, bacteria, fungus, and yeast. Number one, you have to recognize the bad guy. Number two, you have to send out the Marines and the Navy SEALs, our antibodies and white blood cells and so forth, to go kill and eat the viruses and bacteria and fungus and so forth. And then you have to give your body what it needs to make the white blood cells and the antibodies and so forth, okay? All those things have to happen. There's a lot of misconceptions there. Doctors will tell their patients, say, well, how do I get good immunity? How do I get everything I need? Well, just eat well, you get everything you need. Well, that's absolutely a lie. You cannot get everything you need by eating well because plants only need three nutrients to make good seeds for the next generation. So a farmer only buys the commercial fertilizers that have NPK in it. That's it. And their farm animals, since they don't have health insurance for them, they give them vitamins and minerals to make up the difference. Well, now what we have here is a situation where even, we've had in numbers of vaccinations, this is as of this afternoon in America, we've had 409 million vaccinations. Now, some of those are the second vaccination, the boosters.
Right, right.
And so, but we've had 7,180 breakthrough infection deaths, okay, including Colin Powell. Okay, which is...
Now, these are people who have been vaccinated, you're saying?
That's correct. These are people who have been vaccinated, 7,182.
And that is opposed to how many who have not been vaccinated who have died, which is, I guess, in the...
Let me give you those.
You got those stats? Okay.
Well, I have that right here. In 1918, 1919, in the Spanish flu, which is 2 years, we lost 675,000 people dead. Right now, as of this afternoon... Here in America, in 18 months, in the COVID-19, we have 747,676 dead. We have 72,676 more dead than the Spanish flu in 18 months than they had in 2 years. 72,676 more.
Jeez.
Okay. And there's a reason for that. 1918, 1919, there were still people who had wood stoves and fireplaces and fire pits because electricity only came online 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street, New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, where Thomas Edison pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant. Well, then 20, 30 years, just about everybody in the industrialized world had converted to electricity, and they didn't have the wood ashes anymore to put in their gardens are put in their food. And wood ashes are like 2% carbon and 98% minerals that the tree had sucked up out of the ground. Well, when we went to electricity, we lost all those nutritional minerals, which are our defense system. Okay, we didn't have the minerals anymore to go in our food, and we didn't have it in the garden. We're just still putting NPK in the garden. So that's our problem. And so we actually want two things to happen. We actually have blooming minerals. It's our plant minerals. Before we extract them to make it for human supplements, we have 40-pound bags for your outdoor decorative plants in your garden. We have a garden where we have onions and tomatoes and bell peppers and beans and squash and things like that, and we use the blooming minerals. But also we have potted plants in the house, and they're in every room that has outside windows, you know, that get the sun one part of the day or not. We're talking about the kitchens and the bathrooms and the bedrooms and the playrooms and so forth. We put 2 ounces of these liquid minerals, plant minerals, the toddy, and put into, say, a pint of water and water the plants with those plant minerals. Now, if you just give them the water, they turn yellow and die in a couple of months. People say, I just don't have a green thumb. I buy plants every couple of months, but they don't live more than a couple of months. Well, that's because they're just giving them water. Well, here's the secret here, George. Sit down, because this is so crazy. Everybody gets taught when you're in kindergarten about photosynthesis, the sun and the chlorophyll, right?
Yep.
Well, that's exactly 100% wrong.
No way. Really?
Yeah. The thing that they never taught was the chloroplast, the little mitochondria with chlorophyll in them, the energy things inside your cells that convert carbon dioxide into carbon chains to make everything from wood and plants, but also, you know, the sequoia trees are just made out of carbon dioxide. That's where the wood comes from. But we have to have protein and amino acids and hormones and stuff like that. It's all made from carbon. And so when the chloroplasts do their job, they break down the carbon dioxide into these carbon chains and oxygen. Well, it requires 20 nutrients for that to happen, for these multitudes of biochemical reactions to take place for photosynthesis. If you just have water and sunlight, you got nothing.
That's not enough.
That's not enough. You need the 20 nutrients. So that's why we want you to put the 2 ounces of plant-derived minerals.
So look at a plant like a human, right?
That's right.
It makes sense.
You have to look at them like a human. All these biochemical things going on require these 20 nutrients. It took a lot of research to dig that up because they don't teach that anywhere in school. They don't teach it in medical school. They don't teach it in agricultural school. They don't teach it anywhere. So I had to find that. It took me 6 months to find it after special looking. And so then I call these victory gardens, where you put these plant minerals in the plants in the house. They're victory gardens because the depression is going to go away. People's headaches are going to go away. They're going to sleep better. They're going to be more pleasant and be nice to each other because they're getting oxygen and not being mean, and they can't remember anything because they don't have enough oxygen. Okay. And this is a beautiful thing because this will happen almost overnight. Within 2 to 4 weeks, we can change the world by just making sure that all our plants have the minerals so they can do photosynthesis. And we actually have a liquid oxygen supplement called OxyBody. It tastes good. Little kids like it. And so kids that have ADD and autism and stuff like that, in addition to their 90 essential nutrients, their kids' toddy, you give them the OxyBody and give them that, and they'll be just totally different kids because they're getting all this oxygen.
I had an email about that you just answered for us then. So,
yep. Absolutely.
So the listener is taken care of there.
Okay, now here's a breakthrough. Infections. Again, you need these three things. You need... To get everything you need to have white blood cells, T lymphocytes, you need the stem cells to make antibodies, you need to have the nutrition to give those cells in the bone marrow so they can do their work and go and kill and eat the viruses, but they also need the raw materials to do that. And so to guarantee you're going to have that, you know, we have the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which is our big hammer in the toolbox. I've been doing this now for 75 years, George. I've been taking 90 essential nutrients for 75 years. I've been gluten-free.
And you don't miss. You don't miss a day, do you?
Never miss a day. It's just twice a day. And, I'm 83 years old now. I have not had, I haven't had any breakthrough. I did get 2 of the vaccinations.
You did? Okay. All right. I want to talk to you about that later on.
Yeah, okay. I got the Moderna vaccination. I'm probably going to get the booster because I see so many people And, you know, who knows if they got it. So I had to protect myself every way I can. Now, the vaccinations don't kill viruses. There's no vaccinations that kill viruses, bacteria, fungus, or yeast. All they do is alert your body to bad DNA and RNAs. When the bug shows up, you say, ah, there's the bad guy. And you send in the white blood cells and the antibodies to go kill and eat the viruses.
But in theory, though, your supplements may have given you enough immunity. You just wanted to take it and play it safe.
Oh, I'm covering it from both ends.
Yeah.
That's correct. But I have literally thousands of people in the longevity business who didn't want to take the vaccines, but they've been taking the products for 20, 30, 40 years.
And are they okay?
They're perfect.
I haven't taken the vaccine. I mean, I am taking supplements, many from you.
Yeah.
And I've been fine. I mean, I've been on planes. I've been in live events. Yeah. I've been all over the place.
Yeah, well, if you give your body what it needs to make white blood cells and antibodies, you can tolerate the bad guys. Okay, the value of the vaccination is it alerts your body to the very specific DNA and RNA of the bad guys. It doesn't kill the bugs.
See, I will never tell somebody to get a vaccine or not to. That's their decision. But I want your take on these forced mandates that are happening all around the country. I think that's wrong. What do you think?
Well, I think it's wrong also. I think this is something everybody has to be make their own decision on that. Because it is a life and death decision. But I think there has to be education put forth. And, you know, they're just blindly giving out these dictums. This is what you got to do. And they don't educate people, so people, they don't know how to make a good decision.
And though there's no question people have died from COVID, there's no doubt about that at all. And lots of people, sadly.
747,600.
But what happened to all the flu deaths that we used to have and everything else? See, I suspect a lot of these other deaths, heart attacks and things, may have been put into the COVID basket. What do you think?
Well, there's some of them, like these hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. I'm an expert on that. I did 1,700 autopsies in kids in Heilongjiang, China, and Keishan University with Dr. Milan. She's a Chinese surgeon, microsurgeon. And she had the connections to get me to be able to do those 1,700 autopsies on kids who were dying because they were dying like kids in America from sudden infant death syndrome. And so I knew sudden infant death syndrome, the mothers weren't laying on the babies, but they were getting blamed for it and committing suicide and all kinds of terrible things because they were being ostracized. So at any rate, this hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease is caused by deficiency of a single nutrient. If you're deficient in that nutrient, and you get the virus, you could get a heart attack. Some will die.
Really?
Some will just have a heart attack because this heart attack is caused by nutritional deficiency, but it's set off by inflammation. And so when you get the vaccination, you're going to get inflammation. That's what stirs the body to make antibodies against the bug because it's giving you inflammation.
Do you think the vaccinations, Doc, are getting better? I mean, are they still working on making better vaccines against COVID?
Yes, they are. They're working on that. And let's see here. I think they just approved the boosters for Moderna and Pfizer.
And Merck is working on a pill.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's probably just going to be ivermectin. It's just going to be that old horse cream that they said, well, it wasn't for humans.
They won't release what's in the pill yet.
You know, of course not, because I guarantee it's some form of that ivermectin.
Which we talked about on your last visit, that they go check.
Exactly. And so, at any rate, this is very simple stuff. If everybody does the right stuff, and, you know, I wear a mask when I go outside and to, you know, give lectures and go to meetings and things. I wash my hands. We have hand sanitizer. I take our colloidal silver four times a day, two droppers full under my tongue, 30 minutes for each meal and 30 minutes for bedtime.
And that's for what, immunity?
No, the colloidal silver kills viruses. And when you put it in your mouth, you absorb it like instantly through your oral tissues, and it's almost like intravenously. So I have this colloidal silver circulating through my blood all day and all night. And so if I do get inhale the virus or get it on my skin and put something in my mouth or something like that, and I get the virus, that colloidal silver will kill it as soon as it gets into my bloodstream.
Well, this confuses me. I agree with you, but a lot of scientists say a virus is not alive. So how do you kill something that's not alive?
Well, what they're saying is it doesn't have a heart and heartbeat and stuff like that, but it is alive. A virus is a live organism. Okay?
I mean, if you stepped on it, you couldn't kill it, right?
Well, it's too small.
in theory. I mean, you can't squash a virus.
Well, you can. You know, you could take two plastic things and put a virus on one and take the other one and smash it. You could do that. But you can't do that in your bloodstream.
Hold on, Doc. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk more about these viruses and infections. And we will begin phone calls with you on Coast to Coast AM. The website to go to, of course, is criticalhealthnews.com. And if you need more information on what Doc Wallach is telling us tonight, call 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will begin calls with Doc Wallach this hour and take calls all of next hour with him as well here on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Dr. Joel Wallach, who joins us every 6 weeks from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. And, of course, Tom will take your text and tweets, and we'll take your calls in a moment, the next hour as well. Doc, before we go to calls, let's wrap up about the infections and stuff. So basically what you're saying is a good supplementation program, a solid-based supplementation program, is the best way to build up your immune system.
Yeah, there's two things you have to do. One is the supplement program. That's why we go for, with the pandemic, we go for the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It has 215 nutrients in it. It's the only program on the market with 215 nutrients. The core, of course, is the 90 essential nutrients that's in there. And the other thing is the diet, because you have to be able to absorb these things. Now, the biggest negative in supplementation is lack of absorption. And the reason is, of course, gluten. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, which is doctors say, oh, eat a whole lot of whole grains, stop eating animal fat. Every doctor who says that should be put in jail, okay? Because they kill more people than the enemy when they say stuff like that. Let's give you an example. The Asians do a much better job when you say, look at Hong Kong with 7.5 million population versus Arizona with 7.5 million population. Arizona has 1.1 million infections, and Hong Kong has 12,000.
Jeez.
Arizona has 20,000 dead, and Hong Kong has 213 dead. What's the difference? Well, Hong Kong is a classic Asian country, and it just is a kind of a city country, and it lives on nothing but rice, maize, corn, beans, squash, seaweed. And Arizona is like 50% Latinos, blacks, and indigenous peoples, Native Americans, and they live on nothing but wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And so their intestines cannot absorb these things because their intestines are dead. Gluten over a period of time, not in a day, in 3 days or 3 weeks or 2 years, but over a period of 5, 10, 15 years, the gluten slowly kills your intestine, and you get things like irritable bowel syndrome. You get Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diverticulitis, you get asthma, you get AFib, atrial fibrillation, you get all kinds of diseases that doctors blame on autoimmune. You get diabetes, which they say is genetic. No, it's just simple nutritional deficiency because you cannot absorb the nutrients even if you're supplementing. So it's imperative to get rid of the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats. No oils of any kind, no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no sugar, and no carbonated drinks. Now, I've been doing that for 75 years. It's actually easy to do. Tonight for dinner, George, I had two lamb chops from Australia, cooked medium rare, and I had a baked sweet potato with butter, which I put our pink Himalayan salt on. And then for dessert, I had a third of a pint of gluten-free ice cream, chocolate ice cream, and I had a glass of red wine, and I had all my supplements. And that's pretty good, you know, for a nice little dinner.
Well, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. Good for you. Got an email in. I'm going to read it in its total from Lana in Texas.
Okay.
I've got a question for Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm a 63-year-old female. I weigh 205 pounds. I'm 5'1". I was diagnosed with AFib and diabetes last November. My heart has improved to pumping about 50%, but I have osteoarthritis in both knees. And I also have high blood pressure. I have athlete's foot. I was prescribed several new medications for AFib. I'm on 10 medications total right now. So what do we say, Doc?
Okay, well, number one, she's got osteoporosis of the skull. Doctors don't even think about that. The skull is, squeezes the 12 pairs of cranial nerves in the spinal cord as they go out of the skull, and you get symptoms. Well, the AFib, atrial fibrillation, is an irregular heartbeat, and doctors think it's a heart issue, but it's really the skull squeezing, the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve.
It's a nerve issue, right?
Yeah, it's a nerve. It's a nerve issue. It's a peripheral neuropathy of the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. And then she also has osteoporosis of, you know, her other joints and bones around the body, so it's not unusual to have osteoporosis of the skull and every place else. She also has diabetes, which is a simple nutritional deficiency disease. She's 100 pounds overweight. She's 105 pounds, and she, excuse me, 200 pounds, and she's, let's see here, 5'1". Yeah, 5'1". And so she's 100, she should weigh 100 pounds or 105 pounds, so she's 100 pounds overweight. And so what I want her to do is get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no butter, rye, oats, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, no, let's see, even the diet ones got to go because they neutralize stomach acid. And then I want her to have one healthy brain and heart pack per month, I want her to get an extra bottle of arsenium, not from Walgreens. Arsenium has five cofactors, which are necessary for her problems. So I want her to take six. There'll be one bottle of the of our selenium with the five cofactors in it in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. So I want her to take either one dose of everything a day or a half a dose twice a day. But the selenium, I want her to take three twice a day or two, three times a day for a total of six a day.
That's a wonder vitamin, too, Doc.
You know, it's a mineral. It's a mineral.
Yeah.
Yep, it's necessary for heart and liver, muscles, bones, brain, everything. It's amazing. I have a big story about that someday if you have a chance. But at any rate, let's see here. Oh, also she needs Sweeties. She needs to get two bottles of Sweeties, so you can take three of those twice a day. And if she's on medication for her diabetes, don't cold turkey off of that. But as her blood sugar drops, she can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. Now, let's see here. She also had, she's 100 pounds overweight. I want her to get three boxes a month of our keto bars. These keto bars are a meal replacer. They're not to add to a meal, and it doesn't have to be the same meal every day, but one meal a day, any
so
meal.
It could be breakfast, anything. Okay.
Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I want her to have one keto bar and, you know, all the water she wants to drink. The other two meals, I want her to eat like an Asian. I want her to eat like the people in Hong Kong, rice and sweet potatoes and beans and squash and seaweed and fish and red meat and stuff like that. The only grain I want her to have is rice. She can have baked sweet potatoes, but no wheat, butter, rye, or oats in any way, shape, or form. And she'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. So usually within 3 to 4 months, she'll be down to where she needs to be. But she needs to stay on this forever. How long do you need oxygen, George? Forever. How long
forever.
Do you need water, George? Forever.
Forever.
How long do you need the 90 essential nutrients? Forever. And you can't get them from your food, so you must supplement.
Okay.
And so she'll be a great testimony. Her story will help a lot of people.
And Lana, if you miss anything, call this number because they're taking notes of what Doc says. 1-855-949-7234. And don't forget the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Joe in the Bronx. Take it away, Joseph.
Hey, George. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks.
Good. Dr. Wallach, I wanted to ask you about what I think is a circulation problem in my feet. Toes, foot, feet. Another doctor on the show recently mentioned that I could utilize topopropyl vitamin E, if I pronounced that correctly, and
okay.
An herb
I'm
called...
I'm not big on single nutrients because that nutrient by itself won't do anything. It needs all these cofactors. So to take one nutrient... Okay, now, do you have edema in your feet, or they just itch and burn, or what?
I think I have a little diabetes.
Okay, that's not the answer to the question.
Oh,
your toes
okay.
Burn or itch?
They do burn. There's like a little pain.
Neuropathy, okay. Doc.
Yeah, exactly. George, you get an A+. Yeah, do you have any back problems here?
No, not on a regular basis, but if I exert myself,
okay,
like
so
I'm doing a lot of bending.
Have you shrunk any in height since you were 20 years old?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you shrunk in height?
I don't think so. I'm about 5'8".
Okay, so George is exactly right. You have sciatica. You have a low back problem. And so basically what happens is your vertebrae are squeezing the sciatic nerves as they originate in your lumbar spinal cord. They go down your legs. And the reason why you have itching and numbness and all that kind of stuff in your feet and your legs is because you're being squeezed, the sciatic nerve is being squeezed as it comes out of your spinal cord by your vertebrae. either out of position or they're closer together than they should be and so forth. And this is very simple stuff. And you said you had diabetes also?
Yeah.
Okay. That's very easy. And how much do you weigh again?
200.
200, okay. All right. So none of the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, so you can absorb the nutrients. No sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet ones got to go. And then I want you, because you weigh 200 pounds, I want you to have two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to get our MSM, get two bottles of them. They're large bottles, so you can take three with breakfast, three with lunch, three at dinner time. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, very important for you, bone breaks with bone itself. And then I also want you to get vitamin D3. I want you to take our vitamin D3 capsules, take three of those twice a day, that's two bottles a month. And then I want you to take some anti-inflammatories, such as our Fucoid Z capsules. Take three of those twice a day. It's from like eight or nine different seaweeds, the kind of stuff that the Asians eat. And we do have a topical pain relief, which you can put on your feet and toes and knees, neck and back, wherever you have anything going on. Do you have any ringing in the ears or dizziness or vertigo?
Not as much as I used to, so the tinnitus, I think, is under control.
Okay, good. Well, when you have tinnitus, your skull is squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, and that's what goes on there.
Okay, doctor, I also have a question on COVID. Can we eliminate COVID if, say, we breathe something in or whatever and it gets in our saliva? Can we eject it by spitting?
Well, if you get it in your saliva, then it's already gone through your
system. It's in your system.
Yeah, it's already in your system. Okay, so here's what you got to do. Don't forget, you need to take these exact same formula I just gave you, okay? But also, you need the colloidal silver. It's almost like intravenous. It's absorbed instantly when it gets in your mouth. It tastes like water. It has no taste. It has no alcohol in it. Two droppers full under your tongue, 30 minutes before each meal and 30 minutes before bedtime. You'll go through two of our four-ounce bottles a month of our colloidal silver. And then I want you to use our hand sanitizer. I go through six of those little two-ounce bottles a month. There's no alcohol in it, so it doesn't burn. But I use it for everything from aftershave and on my hands and wrists and up to my elbows, on my feet and in between my toes, up to my knees. Because as I go out and I'm in different places, I don't know who does what, you know, when they're sitting in seats and they're going to the bathroom and all the stuff. So I'm covering myself with this hand sanitizer because it kills everything, including all viruses. And so you have to take that into consideration in addition to, again, getting rid of all the bad foods and taking the nutrients that are necessary to support your immune system, which is your bone marrow, which we've just covered.
We have texts and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Hey, Doc, Dana in Denver, Colorado would like you to discuss the vaccines and what percentage of graphene oxide are in them.
Okay, I would have to do some more research on that. I don't want to comment on that.
There is a doctor out there, Doc, that says that there is a graphene in them.
That's
but
correct.
But a lot of people have not agreed with that, so
yeah.
You're going to have to check it out.
Here's what I would do if they're concerned. You know, to get our book, Rare Earths Been Cures, and it tells you how to do a hair analysis. Get a hair analysis and see if you have lead and mercury and graphite, anything like that. All these toxic metals and things, you'll be able to find them in your hair analysis.
Doc, since you've been doing this, and you've been doing it for years and years,
yep.
How many people do you think you've helped?
Oh, literally millions, George. I see about 2 million people a month because we're in 60 countries. And I do Zooms, which have, some of them have almost as many people as you see, because you see in your radio program, you do millions of people.
Yeah.
And so we do these Zooms. For instance, I'll do a Zoom every Friday in Australia. I do a Zoom every other Thursday in the Philippines. I did a Zoom in the Philippines. We sent it, forwarded it to seven Asian countries, and we actually have a CD that's half Chinese and half English, which was the soundtrack of that Zoom. And so it's going like crazy in those countries. But, yeah, no, I deal with, actually treat millions of people every month, George. Been doing it for 50 years.
When the flu disappeared in the 1800s, when it was just gone, why did it just disappear like that after so many people had died?
What, the flu?
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about the Spanish flu?
The Spanish flu, yeah.
Oh, that was 1918, 1919.
Okay.
Okay. So why did it just go away? Well, the susceptible people, okay, were all dead, or they had survived because they were still using wood ashes, and so their immune systems were good because they were still using wood ashes back then. That's very important. Wood ashes didn't totally disappear in the United States until, oh gosh, I'd say it was 1930. We had a wood stove. We didn't have electricity in our house, in our farmhouse, until I was 9 years old. So we were still using wood ashes in our gardens and wood ashes in our food until I was 9 years old. And so that's when I learned that we need to supplement with all these nutrients when I was nine and stay away from gluten.
But their immunity was built up? Is that what happened?
Well, their immunity was built up because they were eating wood ashes, and they were a totally different dietary group than we are now. Nobody's eating wood ashes now.
No, nobody does. Nobody does.
Yeah. So indirectly, electricity has killed more people than all the wars in human history. Not directly, but indirectly, because by going to electricity, we shut off the nutrition supply to people.
Interesting.
Wood ashes would go into our food and into our gardens.
Doc, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back for a full hour to go. Those of you on hold, we're going to get to you. Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And also don't forget to sign up at AskDocLive.com, his live Zoom Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time.